Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on anything and everything related to building and growing cleaning companies. If you are committed to growing your cleaning company, check out growmycleaningcompany.com. You know you'll find everything you need to create the cleaning company you've always wanted. Of course, if you want to be a guest on the show or you've got any feedback or questions you'd like me to answer on the show, you can reach out to our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com or give us a call at 480-648-5149. We'd love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. Now, today we are chatting with Ricky Edwards from Edwards Commercial Cleaning Incorporated. They've been serving the Burlington, North Carolina area with commercial cleaning services since 1992. If you want to reach out to Ricky and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.burlingtonjanitorialservice.com. Ricky, a warm welcome and say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hello, Cleaning Nation.
So glad to have you on, my friend. And as you may know, I like to give you the opportunity to get Cleaning Nation to know you a little bit before we jump into the coaching. So tell us about you. You got wife, kids, dogs. What's going on in your corner of the world?
Well, I've been in business since 1992. Took the business over from my dad in 92. Started out really, really, really small with just two employees, me and another guy. And that same guy is still with me today.
Wow.
I'm up to 15 employees. He's very loyal. His name's Adam. I couldn't ask for a better employee. You know, he's always there. All my employees are very loyal to me, and they just, anything I ask, they don't complain. They just want to see us grow. And having people like that is amazing. You just can't realize it. I have a beautiful girlfriend, two boys. We got a boy getting married in October. I have a 21-year-old that's in college. Got a Siberian Husky named Noko, and my girlfriend has a dog named Callie, and we're just living life and having fun.
Beautiful, man. I love that. Before we hit the official coaching part, I know that Cleaning Nation, I get a lot of feedback on, or questions on how do I, you know, employees are tough. So what recommendation, what feedback would you have to people that are listening to you go, man, I would love to have that kind of relationship with my employees, that kind of loyal staff. What's the secret, my friend?
Well, I tell you, believe it or not, I do work with the disability folks here in Burlington. I do work with them, and I've had an employee that has been with me for 11 years. His name is Jason Holt. Never missed a day's work in 11 years, never been late. And a lot of my employees that I recruit is from friends of the people that are currently working for me on my team. So it's been a blessing to have them bring in other people. And it's really worked out for us. So I don't have a lot of turnover. Like I said, the guy that's been with me since 1992. And I have people that's been with me 10, 15 years. They don't leave.
Man, that is awesome.
So it's all about how you treat them. You know, you get in there and you work as hard as they do and they respect you and they become loyal and say, hey, no, Ricky's working just as hard as we are. So I like that.
So how do your customers...
That's what I find. That's how I found to being loyal.
How do your customers respond to having... mentally or physically disabled? Because I think that's a great untapped market. But I know Cleaning Nation is going to be asking like, well, but, you know, my customers wouldn't want that. Is that something your customers get excited about or they merely tolerate, or what's their take on it?
They're really excited about it, that I am taking the time out to give the less fortunate an opportunity. And that's what life's about, opportunity. They want to belong as well as you and I. But the thing about it is you've got to be able to say, hey, it's going to take them a little bit longer to do the job than it would for a normal Joe. And I'm willing to do that. So they're loyal. And I enjoy working with them. They give me open mind. They bless me daily.
Man, and, thank you so much for sharing.
You can't go wrong with...
Go ahead.
I said you can't go wrong with giving somebody an opportunity.
Yeah, I love that. And we've done over 100 episodes so far, and I don't think I've had anyone share that that's a target market that they're looking into and tapping, but that's exciting. I really like that. Thank you for sharing that, Ricky. Before, I was just going to give you fake coaching, but now that you helped out, I'm going to have to give you the good stuff. So how can I help you today, my friend?
Well, one of the things I would like to know about is how to market these big property managers that have the big businesses around. How do you get in contact with them to set up an appointment just to go talk with them and give them a price and cleaning their building? I have several big buildings here in Burlington that I do. I am a subcontractor, but I want it myself, and I want to sub it out. So that is something that I'm looking forward to doing with my business. We have grown 65% since October of last year. October last year, we had four employees, and now we have 15. So it's just been amazing how we've grown in that short length of time. And that's one of my questions is, how do you get in touch with these property managers? What's the protocol?
All right, I will absolutely answer that for you, I promise. But you can't leave something like that. Oh, yeah, by the way, you know, I've had this thing since 1992, and then we've just been growing a little bit at a time. But last year, we grew 65%. You cannot say that and expect me not to follow up. Tell me about that, man. What's been different this last year that helped you?
I think just getting out there and doing some cold calling and a lot of word of mouth, I think, and also opportunity. Someone giving us an opportunity to prove that, hey, we can do this job if you give us the opportunity. And there has been another company that has subbed me out to do this, and we are knocking them dead.
Okay, cool.
So I guess word of mouth was a lot of it. I don't do a lot of marketing. I do the basic Yellow Pages and internet, but a lot of my stuff is from word of mouth. And I think that goes a long, long ways.
Yeah, where they find you has a lot to do with the quality of the client. So word of mouth is probably my favorite way to get new clients, but it's hard to scale, right? You can only get so much, you only got so many mouths and you only get so many words. So, all right. Thank you for sharing that.
Right.
And let me, first of all, I love your question. And I found that when I'm helping people, coaching my private clients, I found the better quality questions that they ask, the better caliber person I'm usually dealing with. And that, my friend, was a high quality question. Now, first of all, it assumes that you know that it makes sense to look for a niche as opposed to just marketing one message to everybody the same way. Second of all, that's a very powerful niche. So let me give you a little background. What I like to do is kind of give a foundation, lay some thought processes we got to get, and then we'll move into the tactical how to actually do that. Is that okay?
That's fine. Yes.
Yeah, cool. So, and this might be as much for the listeners as it is for you, Ricky. The first thing you've got to do with property managers is decide if that's a niche that you want to pursue. And there's some really good things about property managers, and there's some things that you want to know about before you go in both feet. So let me kind of give you my experience with property managers, and this is just a general rule. Obviously, some of these are going to be, there's going to be exceptions, but in general, I have found that property managers are a huge opportunity, big opportunity. If you listen to, I did a podcast with my buddy Rich, who's got a couple hundred employees here in Phoenix, and I believe he built his company mostly on property managers. So this property managers alone can be a game changer, period. So the opportunity with property managers is massive. That's on the good side. Let me give you the bad side of the things that you want to be that kind of offsets that, make sure that you're still okay with it. First of all, it's slow going. Generally, you get a property manager that controls a million square feet of property, and you walk in and say, "Hey, let me give you a bid." He's not going to go, "Sure, let me let you bid, and we're going to switch everybody over." He's going to be, or she is going to be, very slow, and that you've got to build a relationship, and there's got to be trust. And it might be 6 months before they give you one little crack at one little job, and that little job's really just an interview for a bigger job, which is an interview for a bigger job. So it might take a year or two or more to really get in with that community. The other pieces that you have to understand with these guys is they're a lot more price sensitive typically than owners of buildings, right? Owners of buildings are typically small business owners. They've got to be there every day. Their employees got to be there. It's their customers. It's their gig. It's their everything. So they're a little more open to the concept of, well, what's the value of the service you're bringing in relationship to the cost that I'm having? And if the value is high enough, I'll pay the cost. I'm not really as concerned about that. Whereas property managers are less interested in the value that you bring because it's not their building. They're managing it for somebody else, and they're held accountable to numbers and profit margins, and they're going to try and cut that any way they want. So that's kind of the small, that's the flip side of property management. One other good side, okay, in terms of the big opportunity, it is slow going, but it does tend to be avalanche style. Like you push it, and nothing feels like it's happening. And then just like you, kind of sounds like you had this last year, Ricky, you'll have a breakout year where all of a sudden one or two will finally pop and they'll give you a big opportunity. And it is a small community. So I'm in Phoenix, which is one of the larger metropolitans in the United States. And the property management community here, still very small. So no matter how big of a city you're in, once you get into a little community like property managers, especially the larger property managers that have hundreds of thousands of square foot of space, it's a small community. They all know each other. So once you get in, you're in. Is that, with that background, is I'm still gonna answer your question, but does that make property managers, are you still in, is that market still appealing to you?
Yes, it is. I really would like to get in that niche with him. I would.
Okay, cool. So Ricky's in Cleaning Nation. Before you just jump in with property managers, make sure you think through the pros and cons and be ready for a long haul, right? If you're like, "Hey, I'm just going to do this for a month or two and see what happens," you're probably going to be disappointed when quote unquote nothing happens. So just as long as you're committed, kind of time, money, and you're in for a penny, in for a pound, this can be a good market. So now that we've covered that, let's talk a little bit about how to actually do it. First and foremost, you've got to understand the lifetime value of a client. One of these property managers, good Lord, if they've got, you know, a couple hundred thousand or a couple million square feet of property under management, they can rock your world, right? So you've got to be okay if it takes you 9 months and $5,000 over that time to quote unquote woo this client. You got to be okay with that, because some of the things I'm going to give you tactically are going to go like, "Wow, that sounds like a lot of work." Three things, first, it is a lot of work. Second, it's not a lot of work or money when you compare it to the potential value of the property manager. And third, I'm giving you the full, like, you're going after them both barrels. So it's not going to take this much work for every property manager. But if you plan on this much work for every property manager, you'll be happily surprised when it takes less. And when it takes this much work, you won't get discouraged and quit. Any questions so far, Ricky?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No.
Okay, cool. So First and foremost, understand the lifetime value of the client. So when you're putting up time and money that you're investing now, it makes sense, right? Because if you just think of it as one other, you know, just a regular client going to pay $1,200 a month for the next couple of years, this might not make sense. But when you're like, "Hey, this guy could be a multimillion dollar relationship," this kind of activity I'm going to recommend can make a ton of sense. Okay. First and foremost, remember it's a long funnel, and what you're going to want to do is attract them, not chase them. So the way that you're going to attract them is, there's a couple ways. I'll give you an online, I'll give you an offline. Online, you're going to have some sort of a lead magnet that would be valuable to them. And it's not going to be about cleaning. Find out what property managers are into, what their pain is, what they're passionate about, and then put together a small solution for that. So for them, it might be how to deal with move in or move out, or how to, you know, how to deal with an angry owner, what to do with theft, or see what I'm saying? Don't go right at cleaning. Don't be the guy that's like, "Hey, I want to bid your cleaning business. Let me tell you everything about cleaning. I'm so smart about cleaning." They're not really interested in cleaning. They're interested in the things that they're interested in. So find out what property managers are interested in and put out content around those topics. And again, if they intersect with cleaning, that's great. But you've got to be always from the focus of what's interesting to them, not what you know or what's interesting to you. Does that make sense?
That makes perfectly good sense.
Okay, so you're going to start with a lot, and this is the online version. and the online and offline work together. But online, you're going to start with putting out a lot of content. And with that content could be a blog that you write every week that property managers subscribe to. It could be a podcast like I'm doing where you even interview property managers. It's a great way to know them is interview them and talk with them. It could be you could write a book. It could be a 5-point checklist that you give away on your website for people that are willing to give you their contact information. It could be all that sort of stuff. So start creating content. And again, there's so many ways you can do video. You can do interviews. You can do podcasts. You can do blogs. So written word, video, audio, find what works for you. Start, and actually, more importantly, not what works for you, but what property managers are interested in, right? If they read magazines and write articles for those magazines, if they listen to podcasts and create a podcast, if they're online, like they like blogs, write a blog. So start creating a lot of content that's going to attract the right property manager. So instead of you chasing them, you're attracting them. You're going to take that content and try to get them onto your list. Your list is just them saying, yes, I would like to read this blog or subscribe to this podcast or do whatever, or download this lead magnet or this checklist that I need. And in exchange, I'm going to give you my email information or my phone number or my mailing address. And then over the next, you know, however long it takes until they either buy from you or tell you to stop bothering them, you're going to email them or send them a gift or send them a direct mail or give them a call. You're going to start marketing to them. And again, you're not going to be a jerk about it, but you'll send them stuff that's valuable to them, right? When people say, how often can I contact my list or how often can I talk to them or email them or call them? Well, it depends. How interesting is what you have to say to them? If it's highly interesting, you can call them every day. If it's just a bunch of junk about how great you are and how special you are, don't ever call them. So I'm going real fast and getting a lot of concepts. Are you keeping up, Ricky? Any questions so far?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay, cool. So that's the online piece of it. And these work together. So it's not either or, it's and both. So the offline way to do that is going to be the same thing. No matter what, you're identifying property managers that you want to do business with, and then you're having an ongoing conversation with them. So if you're going to go offline, I'd probably pick my, and I think I've talked about this in a couple other podcasts, I'd go off, if I'm going offline, I'm going to pick my dream 100. So I'm going to look at, what town are you in? North Carolina, Burlington, that's right. So I'm going to
Burlington, pick, North Carolina.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to pick my top, shoot for 100. Maybe, and honestly, in Burlington, it might not be big enough. There might be only 30 or 40 property managers that meet your criteria, right? Because you're going to say, you know, must have a 250,000 square footage under management or whatever the case may be. But you're going to kind of pick the top. Like, if I could do business with anyone in the world, these guys could change my whole business. You're going to pick your top 100, your dream 100. And I stole that from Chet Holmes, Ultimate Sales Machine. If anyone wants to check that book out, it's awesome. So you're going to pick your dream 100 and you're going to really go after those people. And if you've only got 100, that means that you could touch them at least once a month, every month for the entire year. And some of the things that you could do, you could call them. You could have, I'm a huge fan of lunch and learns. Lunch and learns are awesome. And property managers are actually already used to that thing because they've got pest control guys or everyone's coming in and try to pitch them. So what they kind of have a system now in a lot of cities where like, yeah, bring in lunch and you can pitch us, but don't bring in lunch. Go. I don't like that. Go say, oh no, I'm doing an offsite. Pick a nice place. Not super crazy fancy, but like Morton Steakhouse. I don't know if they have those out there. It's fairly nice. You can still for 20, 30 bucks a head, get a lunch for everybody and you get 20 or 30 of them in the room and you do a 10 or 15 minute presentation, not on cleaning, not on your services, on the things that they're interested in, right? And if you've been doing this online content,
okay,
based on what gets shared and liked and responded to, you'll know what they're excited about, right? So you'll kind of know, oh, this is the blog that everybody liked or this is the podcast that everybody liked. Take that, give a presentation on that at the lunch and learn, not for an hour. Not, don't bore them, don't go crazy, 10, 15 minutes of just a nugget of thing, and then maybe put together a little report that you've purchased or you give them of, here's what's going on with commercial real estate in our town. And then just buy them lunch, buy them alcohol if you're comfortable with that. If you do, make sure that they're not driving or you're getting back safe. And then shoot the breeze, become their friends, become their buddies. And if you do that, if you just did that every month and you had 20 property managers that you bought lunch to, it costs you $400 or $500 a month, I promise you in a year, you're going to know these people. Because what you want is to change from, hi, Mr. Johnson, this is Ricky Edwards, and I'm with Burlington Janitorials. That's not what you want. You want, hey, John, it's Ricky. What's going on? Ricky, what's going on? You see the difference between that relationship?
Right.
And the way you absolutely do that, yeah, that's eyeball to eyeball outside of their office, right? If you're in the office, there's just, you're the same way, right? If you're in your office and you and I are talking, you're going to be a different human being than if you and I are smoking a cigar in your backyard, looking over your pool, petting your dog, right? It's just a totally different environment. So you want to get out of the office, start with the lunch and learns, and then you can be creative. Do stuff like Rich is a big fan of taking them to ball games, right? If you've got a professional sports team out there, find out what they like, take them to that. Find out what their kids like, buy their kids' birthday presents. Just look at it as a long game and be creative and be different than the other guys. The other guys are going to come in and go, Mr. Johnson, I think I can save you 12% and blah, 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 and let me give you a present. And everybody says the exact same thing. Very few people say, hey, we're having a party at Morton's. There's going to be food. It's on me. We might have alcohol. It's a party. You're invited. Whoa, I'm interested in that. Tell me more about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Last bullet, I've got my gun because we're getting, whoa, my gosh, we're already way long. So I'm going to end it up here. BOMA, B-O-M-A, Building Owners and Managers Association. And this works for any niche, by the way. Every niche is going to have associations where they hang out. For us, we've got the ISSA. That's kind of our organization for owners of cleaning companies. BOMA is Building Owners and Management. But that's a must do. And I promise you, if you haven't been and you start going to your local meeting, you'll notice, oh, here's all the players in the janitorial service. They're already there. So BOMA is a huge deal. If you're going to go property managers, you want to be all over that. All right, before we hit the lightning round, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything you need before we transition?
No.
Okay, I feel like I've been going a mile a minute, but you asked such a good question. I wanted to jam in a bunch of information. So I'm going to take a nap. You're going to give some answers, and we'll see how that shakes out. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Stay humble, work harder.
Gosh, I love it. That is so, I'm going to say it again. Stay humble, work hard. If you do that advice all your life, you're
going to be the hardest worker in the room.
What's that?
Stay humble, work hard, be the hardest worker in the room.
Gosh, that is tall order. Love it. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that maybe we can learn from?
I guess I was stripping the floor back in 1992. And I've never done it before, and it was probably a five-hour job. I called my dad and said, Dad, this floor is terrible. What is wrong with it? And I explained how it looked, and he says, you didn't have enough solution, enough stripper. Had to do it again. Was there 14 hours.
Oh.
Now I know how much solution to use.
Yeah. I can almost guarantee you learned that lesson exactly once and you never did that again.
Never did it again.
All right, man. Let's finish up with the one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice today, right away, that will improve their lives and or their business.
Toughy. I don't know. You got me on that. I don't know.
Yeah, the goal is not to stump you, but if I got you, I'm encouraging you, Cleaning Nation. The fact that you're listening to podcasts like this and investing in yourself and doing self-improvement, that's something that's going to pay dividends for the rest of your life. So that's what I'm going to give you. Keep learning, subscribe to podcasts, read. Don't be you could be the hardest working guy in the room. Be the smartest guy in the room. All right, Ricky, thank you so much for joining us.
Listen to the podcast.
Yeah, you preach it, brother. I love your story. I love your passion. Cleaning Nation appreciates you. I appreciate you. When you want to check out Ricky's show notes page and get everything you need to grow your cleaning company, you can do it at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.